Hello and welcome to the Den of Inquiry. My name is Miranda Duffy from Rollicking Politics and I'm joined by...
Hello, I'm Carrot.
And I'm Sam Nincompoop.
Hello, Nincompoop. Hello, Carrot. And we're also joined by our studio audience, Woof, who you might hear snoring any minute now. So today we are going to read a poem called Circles. And what we're going to talk about is political systems and why we need them. It doesn't sound the most exciting, does it? Hang on in there. Poems are like a treasure hunt. The first clue is with the title. So think about why this poem is called Circles. Kara, would you like to read it?
Sure. I want. It's mine. You said I could say so. I have a voice. I made my choice. You told me that. So give that back. I have the right. So there. Too loud. Don't shout. There's too much noise to hear. You have a voice. You made your choice. You want the same? Well, that's a shame. I got there first, you know. It's yours. It's mine. Not yours. Not mine. We'll get nowhere on this. We used our voice. We made our choice. Let's sort this out. Not scream and shout. But next comes what and how?
Beautifully read. Well done. Love the expression. I think you might have had some practice. So, why do you think I've called this poem Circles?
Because it goes like round and round.
Yeah, because they're round going round in circles.
Yeah.
And what do you think they could be arguing about?
Chocolate or food.
Like clothing, toilet paper, stuff that's running out.
We did that in lockdown liberty.
But if I'm being honest, to me it just sounds more like they're fighting over some sweets or something.
Go on, be honest. What do we normally as a family argue about?
Electronics.
Not really, mainly just sweets and food.
Sweets. Front seat of the car?
No.
Nah.
No, not so much? Okay, anything else you can think of?
No, we're a perfect family.
The perfect family, well done us.
Definitely.
I'm not sure, because that poem was definitely read with experience.
Who's going to clean Woof when he washes and dog poo?
Well, that's right. What we've talked about in previous poems is, number one, is that we do need a government. Because in the poem Bumfight, we establish that if there's no government at all, life is nasty, brutish, short, a mess. So, and then we also, in our last podcast, if you have a voice, you have a choice.
Voice, you have a choice.
Then we established that we all have the right in a democracy to say, I want that, I need that, this is mine, we need to make a change. But if we all want the same thing, if we all want the same chocolate bar, the same house, the same school place, the same medicine, how do we make this decision? Let's think of the ways that we make decisions in this house. Let's think about...
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Coin flip.
Great, two great ones. So two ways that we make decisions.
Oh, an argument. Human's argument.
And who shouts
hardest? Wouldn't work because then it would just escalate into fighting. Both people would say that they won, wouldn't they? So you need a more better method.
Well done. Let's go back to the two, because what we're trying to do is stop the arguments, surely.
You could compromise.
Compromise.
I have an idea how to share something.
Great. Okay. So what happens then? Let's take these two examples of how we can make a decision. Let's take the first, a coin flip. Okay, so we take a coin and...
You, like, say, I'm head, Carrot's tails. Flip it, heads, I won, I get the sweet.
Does it work? No.
Well,
flipping
maybe
a coin.
If it's kids, but if it's adults, like, maybe not. Maybe just take turns.
Maybe just take turns, yes.
Yeah,
but what about if you can't
kind of
take turns? But you can't really take turns for a house, for example, can you?
Mm-hmm.
Let's think about when we play rock, paper, scissors. Let's do it now, very quickly. Who's going to give Woof a brush this afternoon? Because he has, after all, rolled in something twice. Right, let's do it. What do? We do...
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh,
yes!
Just to explain what happens, and Nincompoop won that. She had scissors, and Carrot had...
Paper!
So that looks as though Carrot is brushing Woof. Fantastic result for some Nincompoop. Now, what three things did you have to do there
to make that work?
Like,
so you could think, they're going to pick rock. Wait, no, they'll think I'm picking rock.
It's just about pure luck. You pick one and you hope for the best.
Well, it is
obviously
luck.
Like, Uno's just about luck.
But what three things had to happen for Carrot to accept that he this afternoon will be brushing Woof?
I had to agree to the rule.
Brilliant, well done.
I had to accept the outcome of the rules.
Great.
And I had to...
Know the rules in the first place. So we couldn't just play, could we? We couldn't make this decision unless we'd done those three things. Do you know the rules? Do you accept to play by the rules to play fairly?
Yes.
And did you accept the outcome?
Yes.
Brilliant.
Definitely.
Can you think of an example, and this was over the summer, where a country didn't play by the rules, so knew the rules, refused to play by the rules, and then had to take consequences? No. Okay, I'll give you a clue. It was in the Olympics.
Russia?
Well done. What happened?
I swapped about the tests with people who hadn't had drugs.
So they knew the rules, but the accusation against them is that they refused to play fairly. So what was the consequence?
They got disqualified and...
Oh, and they're not allowed to put up the Russian flag. They just have to do it as individuals.
When we look at rock, paper, scissors, we can see that the same principles apply, even at an international level. Do we know the rules? Do we agree to play fairly? And do we agree to accept the outcome? Because if we don't, then the system falls apart. Because this is all about making decisions. It's about who makes decisions and also how they make them.
Parliament.
Even if you're Prime Minister in this country, say, look, I've got a great idea. What I'm going to do is I'm going to make sure that no school child in the UK needs to go to school on Fridays. Would that be a great idea?
Yeah. Fishy Friday, though.
Oh, you like fish and chips on Friday? Okay. So, basically, if our Prime Minister came up with that idea...
I'd be happy.
I'm sure you would. But who wouldn't be happy? Let's think about what is the other side or the other sides of those arguments.
Because people who can't afford to have their children at home because they're working all the time.
That's right. Okay, so working parents and carers.
Yeah.
What about teachers or the education sector? What do you think they'd say?
Oh, they might be like, oh, yay.
I don't think they would, because they're not the ones dealing with them. So they'd be like, oh, these children need more education, guys. I don't think that's very good for them.
Okay, so there are other arguments, aren't there, to say perhaps this isn't such a good decision. I don't think we're going to go into detail of where our political decisions are made in our democracy. And so what we've done here today is to establish that we can't just make decisions. If we all have the right to a political voice, what happens if we've all made our choice and then we realise that so is everybody else and they've made the same choice and there's only one chocolate bar, one house, one school place? So we have to think about, in a democracy, how do we make that decision? Who makes it? And physically, say for example in a parliament, where is it made? So this is a poem by me, Miranda Duffy, called Circles. Cara, would you like to read it so you can pause it and talk about it at home?
Sure. I want. It's mine. You said I could say so. I have a voice. I made my choice. You told me that. So give that back. I have the right. So there. Too loud. Don't shout. There's too much noise to hear. You have a voice. You made your choice. You want the same? Well, that's a shame. I got there first, you know. It's yours, it's mine. Not yours, not mine. We'll get nowhere on this. We used our voice, we made our choice. Let's sort this out, not scream and shout. But next comes what and how?
Well done. Thank you all for listening.
Bye.
We finally finished our podcast.
Rollicking Politics is part of Gone to the Dogs Productions Limited. For more information, see rollickingpolitics.com or on Twitter at @rollickingp or search for the showreel of our theater production. Rocks, spelt ROX. Paper and the Scissors on YouTube. Music by Jamie Valentine.